Hi, Jack.
Hey.
You're listening to Under the Groomers. Welcome back. This week, we're Under the Groomers. It's just me and Jackie this week. Having a nice, calm Monday night.
Just chill vibes.
It's just chilled vibes.
You Jack. Smoked a little doobie.
No, I couldn't do that because I would have anxiety.
Me too.
I had a little yawn at the start. Energy's low, I would say.
Yeah.
In the room.
For sure.
Were you, did you have a big weekend? A big party time?
Well, it was a good weekend. You were part of it.
Of course.
Is Friday the weekend?
Of course. It's got to be, hasn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Friday.
Friday was good. We went to the pub.
You and me went to the pub. We went to the Cornubia.
Great little pub.
Really nice pub.
Which you couldn't find. Google Maps was doing you a bit dirty, I think.
I've never been to the Cornubia before. I've heard people talk about it. But you know when it's a pub you've not been to before?
Yeah.
Generally, the opinion is, well, it can't be any good because I've not been. But it was nice. Nice garden.
So close to Temple Meads as well.
Beautiful day.
Really good day.
Beer garden. I haven't had a drink for a while. Well, not that long, but, you know, maybe a couple of weeks. But some ice cold pints in the sun.
We had to. Budvar.
They hit us
San Miguel.
Hit us quite hard, actually.
Yeah, we were both hammered. I was texting you the next day. I said, I was actually really drunk. We had 4.5 pints. That's not a lot.
We even ended on a half, which I thought was quite sensible.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet we both reported fears of vomiting in the taxi, on the way home.
Yeah.
Which is...
I've never had to do that, do the whole wind down the window thing. Ask him to wind it down.
Like a dog. Out the window.
Yeah, like Heath Ledger in Batman. Just... to not throw up.
Yeah, I had a bit of that as well, but 4.5 pints. Oh, by the time he'd come for us.
Yeah, fuck.
Do you think they were dirty pints? I'm not here to besmirch the Cornubia.
I don't think so.
Do you think we got roofied?
Maybe.
Maybe. Couple of young, good-looking lads.
Couple of opportunistic...
That's not you and me. Those were on the next table to us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It did hit me hard, actually. Felt really bad on Saturday as well.
I felt pretty bad. I was so hungover and I felt really bad because obviously I had someone staying with me.
Uh-oh.
And we had a whole day where we were going to go to Bristol Pride.
That can often be, especially if you've got activities planned for the next day and even if you've just reduced your enthusiasm for the next day activities.
Yeah.
It's a...
We didn't leave the house until maybe 3.
3 p.m. That's late for a day of activity. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And it was so hot.
Too hot though, isn't it?
What's your setup? Are you sleeping? You got fans? You must have a fan.
Got a fan, baby.
Where is that?
Side on.
What kind of fan? Is it a pedestal fan?
It's a tower and it rotates. I'm being the tower.
But
that's like a sprinkler.
That's a sprinkler. Yeah.
It's a big tower.
Do you elevate it so it's a bit higher than... Because I figure like half of that's going under your bed. I don't know what your...
Yeah, maybe half of it is going under the bed, but I'm okay with that. Give the bugs
a little
cool down.
All right.
Yeah. It rotates.
I reckon you've got to get a pedestal. I'm big on the pedestal.
Which is the pedestal ones?
That's the one where it's...
Okay.
It's got the...
Yeah.
Just the big circle.
Okay, yeah.
And you can direct it. You can put it on the old swivel.
Yeah.
But if you just direct it at you...
You've just got the blast.
Just got the blast.
A lot of people, they say these days... But the fan does nothing. Have you heard these people?
No.
This is what people say.
The fan does nothing.
Fan does nothing in the heat. Just moves hot air around the room. That's what people say.
Okay.
Fans don't actually do anything. They just move warm air around the room. But they definitely cool you down, don't they?
100%. They do.
That just feels like one of those things that people say because it's like a smart thing that they've heard people say.
It's like half smart because, that they're right. The temperature of the room's not going down.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
also... Exactly.
It definitely helps. That's why everyone buys a fan when it's hot.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah, yeah. And there's no reviews saying this doesn't work. This is bollocks.
Still boiling.
Boiling hot. This is actually worse. More hot air in my face. Yuck. Yeah.
I go windows open, of course.
I've heard mixed messages about this.
Bedroom windows open.
Yeah.
So they let that cool air in.
Okay.
At night.
Because in the day, you're supposed to keep them shut.
In the day, sure, but at night. I'm popping it open, even though that does mean that I just hear the people on the streets.
The foxes.
The foxes, the mad eds, people coming back from nights out.
Did you get mad dads around you? That pub round the corner from yours. I remember we went in there once and like,
yeah,
people just doing drugs. Like, they're not hiding it.
No. I think it's actively encouraged.
I guess they got to get home somehow. And I guess that is past yours.
Yeah, it's right past me. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, but generally, you know, I think I'm okay. What were you fanning in bed?
Yeah, got to be.
Are you in the nude?
No.
People say, you know, if you sleep in the nude, what happens if a burglar comes in?
That's at least my worries.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So, my, let me get some pants on. I mean, I think if I was going to burgle a house, it would scare me more if they were naked.
Yeah.
I'd rather they weren't.
Yeah. You're doing them a favor, if anything.
Yeah.
Get someone coming at you running at 3 a.m. as the day they were born.
Have you ever heard like a crash in the night and had to be the one to like investigate? Has that happened?
I think once I went to investigate a noise.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time, I think Holly's probably a lot harder than me.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, it's never come to it, but I think if push came to shove, we both know he's going down the stairs.
Yeah.
I think she knows and I know. Best chance of survival is if she goes first.
What would you, you know, like in films, they always say, who's there?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say anything, do you think?
No, you got to catch him off guard. So I come in creeping like a ninja. I actually went in with a golf club. Found a golf club.
Is that not too big to swing about?
I mean, real bad idea.
Rounders bat, I would say.
What you want is a little bat.
Yeah.
Little batty. No, hold on. Little batty crease. That's why I'm in the nude. Come around the corner. Watch out, he's got batty crease.
I've got a little batty next to my bed.
Have you?
Yeah. Like if like from around
a friend. Set. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
my roommate. that's nice. Yeah, I did take a golf club down once, but you're right. That just shows how ill equipped I am because a golf club. Terrible, because I live in a small house. Mm. There's no room to swing a golf club.
Nope.
So it's do more harm than good, I reckon.
And also, the burglar will then know if he's into golf.
I could definitely date this guy. Yeah. It's a way of telling
him. I don't know what the manliest thing you could take down to go, oh, he's got that.
Fags.
Just a pack of fags.
Do you want one of these?
That would be if you could, you know, like in the I've only ever seen films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, like a cigarette when it's glows in the dark.
Yes.
If you broke into someone's house and you just saw.
Yeah.
And you saw
that'd be cool. And you were naked.
Yeah.
lit up your naked body. Yeah. No, that would be cool.
Fags hard, but a vape, you're done.
Again, imagine if you come down, a guy breaks in and you're still up. You're on the sofa. And you're just having a vape.
Mm.
He's like, I'm taking a lot. I've come for the lot.
Have you heard that Duncan Ferguson breaking story when he tells it?
Oh, doesn't he? Like, he really beats them up bad, yeah. Doesn't he? Like, yeah, gives them a good eye then.
So great.
Yeah.
Poor bastards.
You got to do your research, I think. That's your classic lesson. They'd be breaking into Duncan Ferguson's
house.
Not
his house.
Yeah. You got to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a good weekend. I don't know how. we went down a...
We had a good weekend. We had a few pints, felt a bit bad. One of my ideas was actually pint related.
Okay. Was it an invention?
It's an invention. Yeah. It's like a side invention or maybe an app, but it's a side invention.
Yeah.
So we went out and had a few pints. We had a lovely time. We went out quite early, didn't we? Sort of 5-ish, 6-ish.
I think so. Yeah.
Sunk a few in the sun. Early home, but it hit us hard.
Yeah.
Now I noticed when we were texting, you texted the next day. I noticed that at 10:45, I'd sent you a song on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't open it, I don't think.
I wasn't expecting you to.
Yeah.
I think it was a Kanye West song.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
And underneath I'd written, this shit slaps.
Yeah.
And I had a look at that the next day, and I went, God, it's so fucking embarrassing. What are you doing, 41 years old, texting this shit slaps to... someone when you're off cut.
Well, I was trying to not vomit.
Yeah. Plus, it was quite early as well. It was like, I think I was sat on the sofa with Holly, been in all night. She's just watching Gogglebox. And I'm like, sat there texting Jackie this song. You're like this. So I thought a good idea would be, if you get your phone out, you're texting or whatever, You have to blow into it, right?
Yeah.
If you're over the limit, just hold them texts till tomorrow.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
So I'm blowing into the top of the phone like that. Yeah. It'll blow in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't even have to tell you it's not going to send them, because then people wouldn't use it. So no, I reckon just hold on to them. Next day, yeah. Wake up, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, do you want to send these? And I reckon you go, absolutely none of, not one. I don't think anyone on earth would send them.
So how, so is it attached to the phone always?
It's attached to the phone always. You blow into the headphone jack.
Yeah, but you but day to day.
I mean the headphone jack, not the headphone.
Yes,
jack.
Yes, yes.
Day to day it's there. I mean, you could do it for all, yeah, I think generally if you're using anything.
Blow on that.
Give it a little blast just to make sure you've not had a few.
Okay. Because just for text, and I think that's a good idea.
Because yeah. I think I've never, ever woken up the next day and gone, oh, great, I was texting a
wicked.
Lot.
Glad I sent that. Yeah, yeah, never.
Oh, cool, I was texting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't too embarrassing.
No. Yeah, that was fine.
A song I stand by in the cold light of day. A song I stand by in the cold light of day. I can't remember what it was. It was one off my Dark Twisted
Fantasy.
Was it
that whole Hitler one? Oh, no.
Yeah. It's his new one. The shit slaps. I only just found out about that the other day.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The shit slaps.
This.
Yeah. Really, that's good.
Really good.
Yeah. No, it was one off one of his older albums. But I would have taken those texts back if I could on Saturday morning. And that wasn't even that bad. That's probably as low stakes as it gets.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you ever get a bit texty when you've had a few. You start chucking a few. Hey, what are you up to? Have you been?
Do you know what?
I
don't.
For ages.
No, and I know this is the thing that most people fall into, yeah. But I don't. I send some voice notes, actually. Maybe
you,
I do.
You want to be careful on a voice note as well. That's probably more embarrassing than a text.
Because you can listen back and you can hear how drunk you are.
But then at least there's an element of humour in a voice note.
Yeah.
Like, I think with a text, you just like this guy. And also, sometimes if they're not out, the person,
yeah,
they might not even realize that you're pissed. Or maybe that could be another feature. It sends the text, but underneath it says, they're really pissed.
In brackets.
Just so you know.
Pissed.
This guy's pissed.
Oh, that could be the breathalyzer. No, because. But yeah, I see what you mean. That would be great. Yeah,
not a bad idea. But yeah, so I thought that would be a good idea in general. Just if you're going to use the phone,
yeah,
you know, plenty of people, we've all made mistakes on the phone after we've had a few too many. Imagine all the late night DMs that have been sent.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Probably saved a few careers in the entertainment world if this thing had been invented. You know?
When I was in Sweden.
Wow. Sometimes you just drop something in and I'm like...
This is related though.
This, no, I'm just impressed.
So
when you're
I'm
in
an international
Sweden,
man of mystery.
You are.
So we're getting a cab from the airport to the hotel.
Getting cabs in Sweden.
I know. On the corporate car, baby.
Whoa.
5 minutes into the journey, like sirens go off in the car. He pulls over into the lay-by.
Yeah.
He's got to do a breathalyzer that's like sewn into his... Like it's part of the car.
Wow.
And he's got to blow into it. And then it goes like, all good. And then he continues driving.
No way.
And I was like...
So that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You didn't pass it back to one of you. Do me a favour, boys. Have a hoot on that.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's just taxis or whether that's every car. But I think...
I feel like that's a man who's been found guilty of drink driving.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then he probably can be a taxi driver. Not in Sweden. You could in, you know, I don't know, a country with less laws.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Make up your own.
Did I tell you that you can only buy alcohol in Sweden between like certain hours of the day in like their own government prescribed shops? And I was like wondering, like, why is that? And apparently they used to have like a real... This is so boring. But they used to have like a real like alcohol problem apparently.
Yeah.
And they had to be like...
And now they don't because it's harder to get.
I think so. Yeah. It's just really difficult to obtain.
Interesting.
The pint costs like a tenner as well. It's well expensive.
That isn't a boring. That's an interesting
Is that
fact.
An interesting fact?
I always find it weird in France that you have to go to like a fag shop to buy fags.
A tobacco.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And they're always a bastard to find, and they open up at weird hours too.
Yeah, and in England, you literally can't move for buying fags.
No, everywhere.
You can buy a fag anywhere.
It's one of the best things about this country, I think.
Really good.
Lots of issues.
You can buy booze and fag. If you live in a city centre, You can buy booze and fags 24 hours a day within 10 seconds.
Booze, fags, porno mag. Nappies.
Like an 80s lorry driver's dream, yeah. Basically. Straight in. A 24-hour, like a cost, not a cost cutter, but like less, more independent than that. There's a place near me called Bargains with a Z.
Okay, yeah.
Bargains.
Yeah. Great, yeah.
And it's just class. Piss take selection of soft drinks. I mean,
oh.
Piss take selection of soft drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't believe this place. It's crazy.
Mm.
You're looking at, you know, cherry Dr. Peppers.
Yeah,
things you've never seen before.
Yesterday.
Raspberry 7-Up.
You have a Mirinda before? Like a it's like a foreign Fanta. But it's like really like dark
Mirinda.
Orange.
No, I haven't Mirinda. Had it. Is it good?
It is good.
Ooh,
I have one of them in the shop. And I know they're imported because it hasn't got the little... The cap is free.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can flick that off, throw it on the street, glitter.
Yeah.
This is great. Go into a convenience store, buy a Mirinda, litter, smoke some fags.
It's great.
That's brilliant. What a brilliant thing.
This has been such a meandering conversation.
Meandering. Yeah.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
That's pretty good.
You got it on the brain. That's a good move. I can't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, sobriety in other countries.
Sobriety. Oh, yeah.
With Swedish.
On the back of your, yes.
Swedish sobriety is what we were talking about.
Got a breathalyzer. You got to do a breathalyzer, otherwise your car literally won't go anymore.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Few people around here could do with that. But then, you know, plenty of other problems. Just let me, I drive better after a couple.
Yeah, of course. I think most people do.
Loosey goosey. Yeah. I saw a woman eating a kebab once when she was driving. That's mad.
I know
isn't
that's
it?
Not illegal, but
it should
she
be.
Must have been hammered.
I hope she was hammered. I hope she was hammered.
What, like one hand on the...
She had a full kebab. And like kebab shop kebab. I'm not talking like a chicken skewer.
No. A skewer.
I'm talking about a full-size kebab.
It's in a big old pita.
Big
it's
old pita. Wet-looking pita.
What kind of a road was she on?
It was on Gloucester Road in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I thought, I saw her eating a full bab, and I thought, I hope she's had a drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
The driving is the least of my worries.
Fair fucks. Have you ever had a kebab sober? You ever been tempted?
Yeah, I've had sober kebab.
Like stone cold?
Yeah, stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have. I would though. I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are like, oh no, it's only when you're... Only when you come back off, but nah, just enjoy it.
Then it'll live a little.
Yeah.
Well, me, I need to.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I used to live next to the charcoal grill.
Where is that? I've seen that.
There's a few of them around. I was on when I lived on Gloucester Road. Yeah. I'd get one in there.
What would be your kebab order?
I can't remember. What was it?
I always used to get chips, cheese, and beans, but that's not a kebab, is it?
That's not. What's your kebab order? Have a margarita pizza, please. I don't know. What did you just say?
A shish or a doner?
I think I just have a classic straight up kebab.
Is that the shave?
I have the
big
shaver. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Doner meat kebab.
And what's shish then? The lumps?
That's on them little skewers. Why am I not allowed to say skewers?
No, that's them on the...
And them skewers.
It's funny.
Ah. Yeah. Wow. We're into the big topics.
Oh, yeah.
Early doors. Well, that was my idea for an invention. A little phone sobriety tester. Maybe we'll put it out to the boffins if anyone wants to invest. If anyone tries to patent that idea, that is now copyright of Under the Greemers.
Yeah, unlucky.
We're coming up with some big plans coming out. What's going to happen is we're going to have to end up going on Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
And we're going to drop like 50 groundbreaking ideas on them.
They're going to be scrabbling around.
Peter Jones is going to be begging.
They'd be making it rain with their money. Just
yeah, PJ.
He's the richest, you know.
Is he?
He got about 400 mil.
400?
Yeah, he's the richest by far.
How'd you know that?
I Googled what's the net worth of the Dragons.
Did you?
And like he's like mega, mega more rich than anyone
else. Is it mega, mega more rich?
Oh yeah, maybe
400 million doesn't... It sounds weird, but it doesn't seem that much in, you know, today's world when, you know, people are worth like bazillions.
Yeah.
400 mil is quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. And this was when I looked then. It's about the business. How many businesses do you reckon he got now? You can't keep track of them.
He must have a lot. He can't be running Can't be running the admin for them, can he?
I'd love to know the behind the scenes stuff. Like, you know what they promise?
Yeah.
Like when they actually get down to the brass tacks, when the cameras turn off. Do you reckon they're like,
I reckon that.
I ain't giving you.
I ain't giving you shit.
Yeah, but you believe that with the cameras.
If you could be, if you could invest with one of the Dragons, so it's not Stephen Bartlett.
Are we thinking OG lineup?
PJ. Yeah, OG lineup. Meaden. I think Meaden seems like a lad.
Meaden sounds.
I quite like it. Do you know what? Actually, I've unproved my point. A sound millionaire.
She is.
I think Deborah Meaden could be the sound millionaire.
Yeah, I think
she seems quite sound.
Yes.
Yeah. I quite like the Northern lass now.
Yeah, I like
her
too.
She seems all right. Yeah. Could be an act. Could be a very good act, but she seems cool.
Do you remember who was the one who had the shoulder pads? Like quite an old Hilary Buffay? Is that her name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Was she a dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know what series.
Hilary Buffay.
I might have got her name completely wrong.
I really hope that is completely wrong. Hilary Buffay.
I think it's oh yeah, it might be completely wrong.
If you know who Jack is talking about, email in underthegroomers@gmail.com. It's someone who was on Dragon's Den. All we know so far is shoulder pads. And the name, Hilary Buffay.
And like, you can't help but like superimpose just a fagging around. Because she's like...
Oh, she's a bit Cruella de Vil vibes.
Yeah.
I think I know the one you mean.
Yes.
Yeah. You got Suleiman. Tuka Suleiman, I know him.
Yeah. I actually quite like him.
And
I quite like
Bannatyne was OG, of course.
I like Bannatyne.
Did you?
I think he's all right.
He's like a bit of a... But he's a cunt.
Did you see him in the jungle?
I didn't see him in the jungle. Was he any good?
As far as I remember, yeah, he seemed pretty sound.
Yeah.
He was all right.
Yeah.
But I imagine you wouldn't want to work.
You wouldn't want to spend more than 20 minutes with him, though, no. Surely.
Yeah, maybe not.
Can't imagine.
Scottish. Are you ready? I'm only joking.
This guy.
Yeah, I think broadly thinking about inventions.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is what this podcast has become, and I didn't.
It is. It has become a... Yeah,
it's quite hard to think of it as inventions.
Yeah, it is. It is. I thought before we, because I've liked to think that I've always got a couple on the back burner.
Yeah,
and I thought that it was a thing that people did. I thought other people always had a couple of good inventions on the back burner.
Yes,
I think it might just be more of a. I think some people do, but other people have to come up with something from scratch.
Right. Okay. I think in the olden days, it must have been so easy.
Yeah, of course.
Like the wheel. Oh my God. Like,
piss easy in the past. Thing. Yeah.
You could find one.
Yeah. Something to keep the rain off.
Yeah.
They were probably just holding up a rock at one point, and that was an invention. You're definitely right.
But
yeah.
These days, it's like,
What's left? What's left?
I Googled what are the inventions? Yeah. What inventions are left?
Yeah.
To be found. People are pretty tight-lipped about it, actually. They're not like forthcoming.
I was
going to
say, if you've got a world-class idea, you'll be like, guess what? I'm not going to do it myself, but here's a good invention.
Yeah, exactly. Forget about it.
Yeah.
It gives you, Google will chuck at you big ideas that almost like will never, like, you know, for example, the real-time translators. So you might have like an earpiece.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it will translate.
So you could be talking to someone in another language.
In another language in real
that,
time. It
doesn't
translating.
Feel like that's that far away though.
Right. But
with
they've
AI.
Been saying that for years now.
Yeah, but
I thought that was around the corner.
Got to be around the corner.
Yeah.
Gotta be around the corner.
But here's my question to you. Would that decrease or increase racism?
I think it would decrease.
Right. Because that's what I would have thought as well.
Yeah, you would have thought. Because it would mean that, you know, you could see two people walking down the street and you'd feel more connected to them.
Right.
If they were from another country.
But have you ever been... Do you ever like see someone and you're like, they're talking about me?
Oh, yeah.
They're slagging me off.
Yeah.
And they know that I don't know what they're on about.
Yeah. You're out.
In that little weird couple of months where some people have got them, because this is a little earpiece. I won't know if you got them.
Yeah. You sometimes see like an Instagram reel of a guy walking around like Asia and then he turns around and says something in their language.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a cool little power to have. But
that'd be insane.
Take a lot of work, though. So you think there'll be a bit of time, someone's got the earpiece in, and they're just waiting, and they're walking past people and waiting for them to mug them off,
and then
starting fights. Feels like quite a waste of the most unbelievable technology of all time.
Yeah, it definitely does.
You never guess what? The world now speaks the same language. Right, I'm going to go and find out. You've been slagging me off.
Huh?
Sorry, were you chatting shit about me? have some back. Fuck you. Jack's just up scrapping. The world speaks the same language, but not for Jack. I'm fucking talking about me. Say it to my face.
What do you think? Would people... Because it can't be far off that, right? Like in 20 years, I'd say.
Maybe. I don't know. We're so dumb, aren't we?
Yeah, a couple of dumbos. But yeah. If people got the earpieces in, would... So no one would ever learn a language ever again.
Well, I think you would. You would only need the earpiece in. You wouldn't carry it around. I think you would still grow up with your native language. Because you'd have to learn a native language. You have to learn a language when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows what's going to happen. Just turn it to English and listen to us.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
Yeah, definitely. It would be that, wouldn't it? Do I have to wear this fucking earpiece?
Yeah, we ain't wearing the earpiece, right? Learn English. Put that in. Yeah. Put that in. 4 beers, please. That's it.
Oh, God, it's so true. Yeah. Put that in your ear. Yeah. Put that in your ear.
Do you understand me now? Yes. Okay. Take out your fucking pad and write this down.
You're so right.
Oh dear. Okay.
The earpiece is uncomfortable. Tell you what, you wear the earpiece. Yeah, you wear it.
No, I'm not wearing it. I already speak English. Yeah, perfect. Well, we solved it. They always say we're going to be looking at like you can see.
Here we go.
Is it called augmented reality?
That's it. Yeah.
So you can look at something.
Yes.
And a computer. It's like half computer, half eyes.
That's right.
And you can be like, if I'm looking at that. Because I already think it's mad. I don't think I'm not sure if my phone can do this. But someone took a picture of a tree and knew what tree it was. And I think this technology has been around for ages.
I'm glad you followed that. I think someone just took a picture of a tree on their phone.
Yeah, have you seen this? He made it black and white. Some voodoo. And that lives in your phone. No.
That's cool though. Wait, so you took a picture of a tree and it came and said, this is the...
Christmas tree.
Christmas.
Palm tree. You should know that one. It said, it's a palm tree, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
Have you seen the thing with Shazam in those really popular songs? There was like a guy who went by with Shazam in like Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's really good.
Palm tree.
I think that technology's been around for like a long time.
Would that work for like birds?
I think so. Holly's got a thing on her phone and you can Shazam birdsong and it'll tell you what bird it is.
No.
She's done it. We've been out because she's like an outside person.
Yeah.
I mean, she likes the countryside. She's not homeless yet. We've been out in the country and there's been a bird singing and she's fucking Shazammed it.
And what was it?
Bird. Just a bird.
I know what a pigeon is, not a pigeon is.
Yeah.
I mean, how they sound. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
I can't remember what it said because obviously I wasn't listening.
That's so clever. And that must be more... I understand that more than the taking a picture of a tree.
Crazy,
isn't it?
Is it
AI?
I don't think so.
Sounds so thick, man. Is it AI? You just hear yourself.
Yeah.
Fucking dummy.
Also, I think for a lot of things if I'm not sure I understand it, I say it must be AI. Speaking about being thick, do you know what Mudeng is?
Mudeng?
Yeah. Is it Mudeng? I really hope I got this right. There was like a famous baby hippo or something that was like on the internet like a year or two. It must have been about 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
It was like I hope it's called Mudeng because if it's not, then I'm going to look like such a fucking idiot. It was a couple of years ago and it was like a big viral thing. Everyone's talking about it. And I was at a gig And that was like young London comics there and stuff. And they were all talking about Mu Tang. And I thought, like in the news and stuff, I thought it was like some like leader of a foreign country or something that I didn't know. And they were talking, oh yeah, it's really interesting, like talking about Mu Tang. And then I got left the gig and I looked up and it was a fucking baby hippo. And I was like, God, well, imagine if I'd said something like, yeah, yeah, I think the policies are really interesting.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
No, I would definitely think that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Prime Minister of the Philippines.
Yeah, something
or so.
Like that. Yeah. 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 And they were like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw.
Seen that video of Mu Tang rolling in shit? See Mu Tang farting in the bath?
I really hope it is Mu Tang, because if it's not, we'll find out.
Yeah,
I have seen the video of a hippo farting in a bath. Yeah, augmented reality. That's going to be a big invention, isn't it? That's,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where you can look at someone and it will tell you where they're from.
That would be cool though, but I don't know what.
Or you
but
could
the scary
look
thing with it is, I could make like make you into a girl. You
Doesn't
know,
sound that scary?
Yeah,
sounds pretty good actually.
Sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, sounds pretty
actually.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, what? So you can adjust the world to how you want to look at it.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
For sure.
I would weirdly in my head, I was more like, maps would be quite good when you're walking. That'd be quite good.
I think that's one of the things they always
That'd
show.
That'd be a cool thing, wouldn't it? If it was like, go down there.
Do you ever get that anxiety when you're somewhere you don't know where? You don't want to get your phone out and look for directions.
Of course
people
not.
Know he ain't from around it.
I don't think there's more...
Man know, innit?
I don't think there's a more clear cut... I don't think you could look more like a stupid idiot.
Get your phone out.
Than getting your phone out and then using it for your map and doing the turn around.
Yeah.
Look at the road. It's like, you should mug me.
Do you do the, I look and I'll go, okay, so up there, right, left.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right,
you're
right, right, and then like, I'll get one street down, I lose all confidence. Like,
yeah.
I've got to check again.
And so, sometimes you have to do the thing where it doesn't know what direction you're going in.
And
so
you've got to do the...
So you're trying to like wave it around.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
If there was anyone, maybe so, I reckon you could get mugged by someone that's never mugged anyone before.
So,
and they see you turning around left and right
so
with the phone
easily.
Out and they think, oh, I'll have a go at that.
You know, like the government come out and they say these campaigns like if someone's mugging you, give them your phone because you know what, your phone is replaceable, you're not. It's like, I mean, yeah, but that's good news for muggers, I guess.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The government advice is if someone mugs you, just give them it.
Just give them your phone, yeah. Basically what they've said is you can just take phones now.
Yeah.
You can just take phones.
Do you reckon if you had to, you could mug some? I mean, do you reckon you'd be believable?
No, I think they would laugh. I think they would just laugh and walk off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
I don't. If you had a hood up, you may have to cut your hair. You haven't got mugger's hair.
No way.
It's too nice.
Wow. That's so lovely. Thank you. Hair's too nice to mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I don't think you could mug someone. I think you could. I once got mugged and the guy didn't want my phone.
You give it back?
He just didn't want it.
Do I know this? When did you get mugged?
It was years ago.
It was in Bristol?
Yeah, it was all smashed up. I had a really... Because it was all smashed up and it was all...
Yeah.
It was like a years old, out of date model as well because I never bother upgrading it. And then
he went,
nah, you're all right.
Did he have a weapon?
No, just
him on his own?
Yeah. No, there's two of them. Give me your phone. I got out and he went, nah, you're all right.
Yeah.
And I just walked off. That was it.
Result.
That was the end.
I've always wondered, should I carry like a dummy phone?
That's a good idea. A big old Nokia.
But then I'd have to have it charged up.
Could
is
say
it believable?
Just, you could say it's just run out of battery.
Yeah, true.
That's not a bad idea. Dummy phone.
And he'd be like, oh, I don't want that.
And then keep your real phone up your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in case at all times.
That's a good idea. A dummy phone.
A good invention.
Maybe. You could have decoys for everything. Everything valuable.
Yeah. I'm just trying to work out what else.
Some people used to carry a dummy wallet, didn't they?
Fake wallet with like fake cards in there.
Yeah. No cash.
Like business cards.
Yeah, exactly. Library card and stuff. And then be like, here it is. No cash in there. The real wallet. Up their ass.
It's all changed now, muggins. Don't tell me about that guy I went on the stag do with. He had all his... It's quite a bleak story, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That was worth going into. 85 grand taken out of all of his accounts.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thought...
All the money got back, though. All the money back.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say? Can't really mug anyone anymore because you can't, because no one carries cash. And then you came in with the...
You now get mugged for so much more than you used to be able to get mugged for.
What? So they're going online?
On your phone. Yeah. If you've got banking apps on your phone.
They're making you transfer it there and then.
No. He just got his phone nicked. And then essentially the thinking was they'd watched him all night. And then, so you know when like your Face ID fails?
Yeah.
And it asks you for your PIN.
Mm.
If you got that PIN.
That's it. Toast. And they steal the phone.
Steal the phone. They know what your PIN code is. They can get on all your apps.
And they're just wiring the money to themselves.
Yeah. It was like some crypto thing where they transfer it to a...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, bleak story, but he got it all back. The Click remote. Did you ever see the film Click with Adam Sandler?
Do you know what? I almost watched it the other day.
The Sandman, not Click.
I like him, obviously.
Yeah.
My, you know, Happy Gilmore's from, you know.
That film came out in 2006, I'd say. What were you doing
Happy
then?
Gilmore?
No.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I know it's good, even like, you know, I know it's...
In hindsight, probably it isn't good.
No. I don't mean good.
But good to watch.
Yeah. That's like, what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Because that's a good invention.
What? So he does it for time, does he?
What? Do you know how the remote? He's got like a remote.
So he can like play fast forward.
Play fast forward, slow mo.
Yeah.
Like pause.
Pause. Yeah.
Like stop time.
Well, it's like Bernard's watch. I mean, that I think.
Oh, that's the best invention of all time. Wasted on a kid.
Bernard's watch.
Oh, the biggest crime.
I mean, that is someone should be working on Bernard's watch. And not once did he use it for good, for a good reason.
No, because it was always good deeds that he was doing.
Yeah, there's always a guy falling off a ladder.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and yeah, he's like, yeah.
And he never had a laugh with it once.
Nope.
He once saved a penalty football, and I genuinely was like, that's a bit of a dick move, Bernard. Like, you don't need to use the watch for that. Do you know what I mean?
That's
cheating. Impacting.
That's not sporting.
That's not sporting, is it?
No.
Bernard's in fucking goal again. Yeah, where's his fucking watch? No, I'm not even going to bother taking the penalty. Because of the watch? Yeah, because of the watch. Bernard's Watch, if you don't know, is a children's TV program from the 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
And he could stop. It was just a stop time. He could only just stop time. But I mean... I used to see him, like, he was walking into school in the morning, like, 8:30, like, dragging his feet on the way in. I thought, Bernard, give yourself another hour. What are you doing? Yeah. He'd get up, be like, oh, Bernard's off to school today. I'm like, what are you getting up for? Hit the watch, Bernard. Do it now.
Who was the little postman keeping him in check?
Yeah, he had a little postman, yeah, which now you sort of look back and worry about that.
Mm.
Not a good relationship for a kid.
Did he give him the watch?
Maybe.
I can't remember the storyline.
I can't remember either, but you do think, looking back, you think, you know, is an 11-year-old boy mates with a 45-year-old guy, is that a good thing? I guess he had the watch. I guess they knew he had the watch, so he could always... It makes you wonder what the postman could do, though. He's giving that watch to Bernard for free. What watch has he got?
Yeah. Yeah. Postman. Didn't see him post any letters.
Yeah. No, he didn't have to. Didn't have to, mate.
Was he even a postman on my chat and shit?
No, I seem to remember there was a postman companion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God knows what he was getting up to on his rounds. He'd delivering more than letters. Yeah. But no, Bernard never did anything class with it. Never once. No,
but maybe that's the beauty of it, because I feel like if that was an adult, that'd be a very... Or even a teenager.
Teenager, the worst.
A very different
teenager
show.
The absolute worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah.
You just... I think the problem as well, if you had Bernard's watch, is if you'd be stopping it so much, by the time he was in year 8...
Mm.
He'd have lived a full life by that point. Yeah. He'd just be stopping time the whole time. He never had a laugh with it. He's never knocking someone off the bog or something, you know, like.
No.
You think, come on, let's get pranking or something. Do something. Good deeds with it.
He was too sweet.
So these are the things to look out for in the future. Augmented reality, use it as you wish. Learning... The ability to hear other languages, which I think is, I mean, that if that's yours, you should look into that, because that's fucking.
I mean, no, I think that's like a million, classic.
That's a $1 million idea.
Needs to be.
And then following that, we would also like someone to start working on Bernard's watch. Yeah. Bernard's watch or the remote control from Switch. So what did he do in Switch?
He did some naughty stuff.
He did some naughty stuff.
Actually, no, he didn't do. I mean, he might have seen someone running with big boobs and then put it in slow-mo.
Ledge.
That's about as naughty as he got with it.
Oh, that's annoying.
He farted in his boss's face.
Oh, yeah. Was that on pause?
On pause. That was Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff was the boss.
That's nice. And he paused it.
And
so he
slapped him a lot, actually.
Oh, okay. So he's Yeah.
But yeah, that's I think
feels like a waste.
The remote is better than the watch. There's
for sure,
more functions.
Rewind would be obviously amazing, especially after you said something bad.
Could you rewind? I guess you could rewind.
Rewind's got to be the one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
spend your life rewinding.
There was a scene I think when he kept on trying to say something the right way.
Rewind it, 2006. Just start again.
Yeah. What happened in 2006?
I don't know. I was about 22.
Yeah.
Just feel like a good point to go back.
Would you know what you knew though? You know?
Yeah, you'd know. Know everything.
Would that be weird?
No, it'd be class.
Would you reckon you'd be able to maintain your friendships?
No, I'd look like shit. I'd be mentally fucked.
Like if you knew.
Blow my brains out 2 months later.
God. All right. And that's all three. They're the three things. So,
were we recording when I was talking about my getting my hair done?
No,
I said I was worried about losing my hair.
Yeah.
And you know what my options are. That's why I always wear the hat now. I've got to start being a hat guy before I go bald. And I said I'm on the plane,
so people aren't like.
What did you say when I said I'm on the plane?
I said Turkey or Switzerland, because they're your two options when you're balding.
Well, thanks for coming in, Jack. We've got some inventions to look forward to in the tech world. so keep an eye out for augmented reality, the language listener, and Bernard's watch. So that's all good things to look forward to. Have you got anything exciting coming up that you want to share with the listeners?
No, I don't know.
No, nothing at all?
No.
Great. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. Thanks for coming in, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Under the Groomers.